Oh, sookie now. That's a different beginning, right? Welcome to the Super Tea Podcast Show. So I heard there are some new things going on with Spotify for podcasters that I could be able to incorporate video on this platform itself. That would be awesome. I have to figure it out. But I've been lifing has been good. And it is a new year. So happy new year, everybody. Happy new year. It is official new year. I got quite a few things done. One major thing domestically, my workout room and my work room, which is one space right now, but that space is completely organized and functional, which I love that. That took a lot of work on achy legs, which achy legs make work not so easy, especially physical work. So that was done. I have been really having a challenge just to go downstairs, and I know I just need to just literally just do it, but I have been putting it off, and I've been like hyping myself up, like, I'm gonna do it today. No, I'm gonna do it the next day. I'm gonna do it today. And I was for sure ready to do it Friday. And then Auntie Flo came and just said, whoosh, 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 whoosh. If you're not familiar with Auntie Flo, that is my lady in red, who comes to see me every month that I'm not pregnant, you know, until I go through menopause or until my eggs run out, whichever one happens. Well, I think they're both the same. Well, maybe not, because I think menopause has different things like symptoms and stuff of that sort. I want to skip it. It doesn't have to happen. I saw a lady and she said it didn't happen for her. And she told me the secret to it. The secret is to be more active. So I got to get... I have to get back active. I have to just get back there. That's where I need to get back to. Alrighty. Not trying to TMI you guys, but yeah. Other than that, it has been amazing. Really, really, really amazing. Really, really, really phenomenal. I started back singing publicly. It's amazing. I'm working out basically. I have a physical therapist, so that's the same as working out. Figuring how to get 120 grams of protein into my body every day. It's a work in progress, but I'm definitely putting a lot of nutrients in, resting, and just embracing this newness and this new year. And staying full of gratitude and just watching and seeing a lot of things unfold. And I mean, things are unfolding so seamless and blissfully. It's just like, wow. If I always knew that, like, I could really just have and co-create the life that I want. If somebody would have told me this as a little girl, like, it just would be fantastic. But everything is in its own due time. I believe I had to go through the different journeys that I went through and different just life things, because it allows me to understand people from different perspectives. And, you know, that is a plus. That is a huge plus. That is like a major plus. It's major, major, major plus. So, that's a good thing. It's a really, really good thing. So, I'm going to move around a little bit. Plus, this episode is not going to be super long. I just wanted to say, Happy New Year. And for those who are practicing the public rituals with their organizations, do you, boo? Do you. I will be definitely doing some laundry while you guys are doing your rituals. That's gonna be my ritual. Laundry. I guess it was meant for that special day. a day where everybody's outside looking all good. I'll be inside doing what I should. So, I have several pages on social media. They have different functions. I have a page that is only for family and people that are like family. And then I have business pages. I have a podcast page, you know. I have different pages for different functions. That's just what it is. That is just what it do. And what I do and how I do what I do. So, one particular page that I have, that is a family page. This family member was part of a religious organization, which is the same religious organization that was my very first school of thought. And what I have discovered, what I have recognized, it wasn't even a discovery because I wasn't looking. What I have recognized is that a lot of people that graduated that school of thought, which means they went on to higher levels, they didn't stay stuck there, that they're very, very, very profoundly knowledgeable. And one of those people is Cat Williams. I mentioned him in my most recent published episode. Even though the most recent published episode, I actually recorded like 2 weeks ago. But again, life has been lifing, and I think I was moving around, had to take care of some business, yada, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't stay still enough for it to upload. And because it was an hour long, it took a while to upload, you know. And then once it was uploaded, then, you know, I had to add the music to it. Just some of the background things of podcasting, you know. But anyway, nonetheless, it finally got published today. Everything is always in its own divine time, so I ain't tripping over it. I made it the last episode before my trip to Harlem. And then I took the trip to Harlem, and it was cool. It was cool. Like, in my mind, the location that I thought I was going to was by a brownstone on the same corner of the YMCA, but it wasn't. So yeah, I thought it was like right near the Shrine, and it wasn't near the Shrine at all. I mean, it's like up the block from the Shrine, but you know, the Shrine is the Shrine. It's a whole different vibe there, you know. And I just, because I had touched base with a couple of people, I'm gonna get back to what I came on to talk about today, but just really briefly. Because I had interacted with some people, I just, you know, I was expecting just a bunch of just, I don't know, loving vibrations. And I guess they had to build up. And here's another thing. I don't know what people are dealing with on their day-to-day, you know. I know that I cultivate my life to be a certain way. But other people are kind of like in the rat race, or, you know, just trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, you know. And I respect that. You know, I'm just not, my mindset is just not there. So I see people, even if it's a person I've never seen before, but just is happy and feels good about themselves. Like, for me, that is like, hey, I feel good about that. You know what I mean? But for some people, if they're not in that mental space, you know, they may need something to get them into that space. They may need to, like, kind of like intoxicate. And nothing wrong with having a drink or two, okay? Because I do sips. I sips, okay? But sometimes they don't know how to get to that happy space just naturally. Or maybe they're tired. Maybe something happened. I don't know. But I know I walked into the location. I was happy. First of all, I was happy that I found it, okay? Because I walked around. I told you. I was on the Shrine side. Then I was on another side. I walked into a whole nother location. And it was not it. I was like, okay, where is it at? Where is it? My Wi-Fi was acting all weird. I had to go on Popeye's Wi-Fi. It was interesting. But nonetheless, I found it. And when I found it, I was like, whoo,
I was happy. I was like, all right, out here. I said I was coming out here. And I walked in there like that. And one person picked, like, caught it. She was like, all right, yes. And I was like, yes. But nobody else did. Like, nobody else did at all. Everybody was just kind of like, yada, 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 in their own little bubbles, which is cool. But me, I was like, you know what? Let me first impressions in your eyes. Let me go put my water in, you know? So I went to go put my water in, and they were switching shifts, and it was a young girl. See, now the more mature lady, you know, I know she would have handled it differently, but she was leaving, and I didn't know she was leaving. She was clocking out, and the young girl, I guess her perception was she gonna deal with the regular before she deals with the person that was here first, because she didn't know, I guess. I don't know, but it was a turn off for me. It was a turn off for me because I'm a stickler with customer service. So when the young, I stood there for a good, I want to say at least 5 minutes. And I know you're like, 5 minutes is not a long time to stand somewhere. Oh, if you got achy legs and you got a cane, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot. It's different, you know? And not only that, it's like I made eye contact. I'm you know, and I wasn't pushy. It was like, okay, I see you busy. Take care of that. Take care of this. Da, 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 da. I'm going to just wait patiently, you know? My issue wasn't the wait. My issue was when somebody came in after me and they stood next to me, and then the young lady was like, went straight to them and didn't do anything with me. She went straight to them and was like, oh, you here to order something? And I was like, oh, she just said, see my 240-pound behind. This dude looked like he was 125 pounds soaking wet. You ain't see me? I'm twice his size. How you ain't see me? But I was like, yeah, you know what? Okay. That's okay. I'ma just keep my little coins in my pocket. And I came here to sing a song anyway. I really didn't come to hang out because I live far away. Not that far, but far enough to be taking public transportation. And yeah, I'm going home tonight. So anyway, I sang my song. Oh my God, my nerve was racking because I'm an empath. And it's not that I be so nervous, but it be like I can feel the energy. You know, sensing it is one thing. Seeing it is one thing. Like seeing, you know, it's like, eh. You know what I mean? But feeling it is a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing. It's a blessing because it just keeps my life wonderful. But it's also annoying at times because it's just like, I really don't want to feel. Like, I've had situations, right, at work where a person's vibe was really off. Had nothing to do with me. Not 10 out of 10 times, people's vibes have nothing to do with me. But that doesn't mean I can't feel it. Which is why I normally don't go outside a lot. But anyway, I'm at work. This young lady has like this icky vibe, right? And I feel it so strong. And I say something, and I don't even remember what I said, but I know she responded to what I said, and I was just like, what? And when I said what, she went on to tell me why she was feeling icky. And she was feeling icky over a nigga. She was feeling icky over a dude. And she went and she broke it down and we became cool, you know? But the point, what I learned that day was that just because somebody is feeling icky doesn't mean that they feeling icky towards me. It took me many years to know that, you know, because I would always feel when a person vibe with me, when a person didn't vibe with me, and I could understand, like, why wouldn't you want to vibe with me? Anyway, let's go back to the topic. I didn't even mention the topic. Of course, it's the new year, but I brushed a little bit upon public rituals. Can we undemonize the word ritual? People have
put that word as if that word is something that is so negative. Oh my God. Oh my God. But they do rituals all day, every day, and everything. Let's talk about these celebrations. Let's talk about communion. Communion every first Sunday is a ritual. It is a public ritual. Okay. Let's talk about Easter. Easter is a public ritual. What are you celebrating? Rabbits don't hatch eggs. What are you doing? What's going on? Oh, they're symbolic. What are they symbolic for? What are we really celebrating? We're really celebrating spring equinox. We're really celebrating the new year. But why you gotta call it this other stuff and separate people and make them think they're doing different stuff? You got Ramadan. You got Lent. This is rituals. Rituals. And then you have the Memorial Day. So Memorial Day is a ritual that Jehovah's Witnesses celebrate, right? And this year is falling exactly on Easter. Now, I haven't been keeping up with it. I haven't. But like I explained earlier, because I have these different pages and these different purposes of my pages, my family page, because a good amount of my blood relatives are a part of that organization. They post different stuff. So I see different posts. So that's how I knew, because I was just scrolling on my timeline and it's beautiful, 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 beautiful princess with her beautiful bright yellow dress on, and her hair was all natural. She had a little barrette in there, and she was inviting people to come to the memorial. You know, these kids are smart. They repeat and remember much quicker than back when I was young. Okay. But anyway, so she was just repeating, you know, what she was told to say, and she was happy about it. She looked so beautiful. And I was like, interesting. It's on Easter Sunday this year. Ooh, this is an interesting year for sure, right? So anyway, with that being said, I decided to comment, and I want to read the comment I put on verbatim. So I'm going to go, because I had to screenshot it. Because now my thing was, I'm just going to post it and keep it pushing. But Instagram AI was like, we removed your comment. And here's the reason why we removed your comment. It looks like you tried to get likes, follows, shares, or videos views in a misleading way. What was the misleading way? And how was I trying to get likes or views by stating my comment? I mean, people are on there to get likes, views, and follows. But I'm not on there for that. I'm on there just sharing my opinion. So anyway, this is what I say. I said, beautiful baby girl. By the way, I'm going to be transparent and truthful, okay? That's a cold word, truth. No. So, this is just my personal thoughts. No judgment. Because I'm not saying you're wrong for doing your rituals. I'm saying, hey, just say what you're doing. Just say what you're doing. Okay, it's got a name to it. That's okay. But what is it? It's a ritual that you're doing. Just say you're doing a ritual. Just don't make it seem like you're not. Because then you want to tell people, don't do anything like that. A ritual is just doing the same, doing something over and over again for a purpose. That is the ghetto version. You could go and get the Oxford version if you want to, okay? You can just go and put it in, and you can access Oxford on the online, okay, for free using Google. But back to my comments that was flagged, that I put right back up there, that I said, you know what, I'm gonna put it up there, because for y'all to take this and try to make it into that means that this is way more important than I thought it was. So since this is way more important than I thought it was initially, I need to put some more attention to this comment, and I need to share this comment in other spaces and places, because people need to hear this, because people need to think. Oh my God. Oh my, and OMG. I don't really know what be going on when I be traveling on public transportation. If first of all, the silence, it just be silent. It just be so quiet. You don't got no headphones on. It is peaceful. You don't hear nothing. But then when you look around, you see why you don't hear nothing. You don't hear nothing because if a person don't got no earplugs in, they are glued to their phones. They're just like glued there. And it can glue you, okay? It can glue you. It can do that. But we still got to have exercise our free will. Especially we out and we about and moving around. Like, we should not be glued to our phones like that. You know? But maybe I only come into this realization because of the circumstances. Like, I can't be glued to my phone because I need to be on Wi-Fi. Ain't no Wi-Fi. Ain't no reason to be glued. But with that being said, because I've had this training of not being glued, and also the training I had last year, which was to not be so dependent on it, when I had to be without one for like 3 months, it was like, yeah, you don't need that. And I was just like, I don't need that. Ah, I don't need that. And the first week was very interesting. But anyway, let's get back to the comment. So I'm going to start from the beginning. This was my comment. Beautiful baby girl, by the way. I was admiring the girl. I'm going to be transparent and truthful, okay? It's just my personal thoughts and no judgment. It's quite interesting that the memorial falls exactly on Easter Sunday this 2024. So let's talk about the ritual of the memorial practiced annually. And by definition, it's a ritual for sure. Look up the word if you don't believe me. It's okay, because all organized religions practice public rituals, yet hypocritically advise their followers to not practice private rituals, which everyone still does, because even brushing your teeth is a ritual, a repeated action for a purpose. Now, I do also want to say that the JW organization is a great school of thought. However, just as academia, one should aim to graduate to higher levels, and that was part of Charles Russell's original goal as the mystic he was, who created this organization. Google him and do your own independent research on him and everything. It's 2024, and I'm sure it's time to be free and realize divinity is right inside everyone, and the power that we identify as God, Jehovah, is not a human or person that anyone who is a human or person can conceptually and acutely describe. Yet, we can get to this paradise building, because all that goodness is happening through humanity, but first humanity must be aware that divinity is within each individual. So each individual could operate in their true purpose. Astrology was studied by Jesus amongst other scientists. So to truly honor Jesus, we should do the things he did and study these sciences so that we can build this paradise efficiently. Love y'all. The timing, by the way, isn't a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. It's falling on the same day. It's not at all. Those who organize these dates and things, they know what they're doing. It's just a lot of the mass doesn't. But once the mass is aware, of the mass of the population is aware of these different things, we can do better and we can coexist more seamlessly and more better. We won't be trying to fight because there wouldn't be a reason to. For what? There's enough resources. There's enough land. There's enough food. There's enough water. There's enough money. There's enough houses. There's enough cars. There's enough clothes. There is more than enough on this planet for each person, each body, each human being to have an abundance of these things that I just mentioned. So, how do we get those things if we don't have the abundance right now? If we don't see it, how do we access it? Well, first we have to recognize that is that and get out of the scarcity bullshit. Do you know that they teach that? Scarcity is not something that's natural. Scarcity is literally something that they teach. Ask anybody with an MBA. They teach it. I remember, I'm so glad that I had these other, I wanted to say initiations and schools of thoughts that I attended prior to college. Like, don't go straight to college in high school. I'm lying. You could go straight to college if you want to at high school. Don't listen to me. I'm making a joke about it. But the whole point is I'm glad I did some living, and I'm glad I was acclimated to spiritual truths and to deeper knowledge, because when they mentioned that in school, well, most of the people were just like, okay, scarcity, yeah. Scarcity, because of scarcity is how businesses, profit, because the supply and demand, and this is scarcity because it's a lack of this, and this is what makes it this. Like, when I heard that, I was just like, what the fuck are they talking about? Scarcity. What are you talking about? We live in an abundant universe. What are you talking? Are you paying attention? Am I the only one that be like really looking at everything? Wherever I'm at, I'm just like looking. I'm not looking for anything, just looking at everything. And I remember several occasions where I recognized not only was abundance something, a thought or an idea, but an actuality, because I remember going places like, where was I at? I was someplace in a whole nother borough in Queens, and I think I went to the Walmart, either the Walmart or the Home Depot, one of those places, and saw lots, and these were not lots of dealerships, okay? Even though dealership, if you ever go by a dealership lot, you'll see a whole bunch of vehicles, right? But this wasn't even a vehicle lot. This was just a lot of cars. Just a lot with the same exact manufactured car. At least 100, if not 200 of them, just sitting there. Nobody owns them. They work fine. They're just sitting there. And I'm just like, not the first time I've seen it, but because typically when I see it, it's typically different types of cars. But this was the first time it was just the same exact car. So just imagine seeing 100 of the same exact car, or maybe even 200. I didn't count, but it was a lot. It was more than 20 or 30 or 40. It was a big lot full of the same exact car. And I just was like, I guess this abundance thing is real, because look at all of that right there. This is just a point to prove that there's a lot of stuff, people. Like, and there's people that's making more stuff and more stuff each and every day. Like, just look at our landfills. Our landfills will show you that we don't got lack. We may have misappropriated. Like, you know, whoever is making certain decisions, they may not be making those decisions correctly, but it ain't because we don't have enough. So we should never be fighting over a resource, because there's more than enough resources for everybody on the planet. So we shouldn't even be fighting at all. We should be like able to actually sit down and come to intellectual solutions. I mean, that's what adults do. What if grown people just, I don't like this, I'm gonna hit you. I mean, that's essentially what a nation does when they decide that they're gonna drop a bomb on people. Let's be real, right? So can we stop doing that? And while y'all stop doing that, you know, I'm going to be continuing to work on the physical, because I've been working on the mental and the spiritual. And of course, that is continuing. But now I'm applying much efforts to the physical as well, so that the functionality increases and the pain decreases. And as that is happening, we should have some good, interesting conversations moving forward. So enjoy your Easter, enjoy your Memorial, enjoy your New Year, enjoy your life. It is a new season. Enjoy it. You be in control of you. And thank you for tuning into the Super Tea Podcast Show.